This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
That's right, you're on Mad Wednesdays, and it's Liam joining me in the co-host seat while Robbie is away for all of December. So I've got Liam today. And you know what, Liam?
What?
Mildura's first Pride-themed music festival is happening this Saturday.
Oh, my God. I'm from regional Victoria myself, and if we'd had stuff like this in Wodonga growing up, everything would have been so much cooler and so much easier. So this is freaking
it's huge.
Awesome.
It is absolutely huge and really exciting, and it's thanks to a whole group of people that have put a lot of work in to find interesting and different ways to celebrate Pride in regional spaces, and one of them is joining us on the line. They're the president of Mallee Pride. Hello, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, look, we're very, very good, and we're very, very excited because this is just absolutely fantastic. I started hearing about rumblings about things are happening with Mallee Pride and so much is going on. In the past couple of weeks, all this stuff started to show up here and there on my social media feed. And I was like, okay, this is really exciting. This is great. What's going on? And then on the weekend, I was down in Daylesford and I was speaking to someone from there who were going, you absolutely should find out about this. It's really exciting. So the Mildura Fringe Summer Thrills Pride Edition, which is a huge laneway festival, is happening this Saturday. And it's just filled with pride and music and immersive art and drag artists and good vibes. It's just so exciting.
It's very exciting. There's a real vibe going on in the Mallee. We reformed, Mallee Pride reformed in July of 2019, this year. And since then, we've been organising events, and this is, we've launched with the Commissioner for Equality, Ro Allen.
We love Ro.
We love Ro. And Ro came up and did a very funny and amazing speech. And this weekend, we've got our first ever LGBTIQ+ festival in Mildura, and that's being organised by Mildura Fringe, Arts Mildura and Mallee Pride. And we've got some great performers. You've kind of described the event for me, but just the nuts and bolts. It's Sherpig Lane, which is just behind Black Milk, if you're familiar with Mildura. $10 on the door, 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. We're very excited that Memphis LK is headlining. Mem has just been billed on Pitch and is just an amazing artist, and we're very excited that she's coming up to the Mallee. And we've got our very own Lockie, who is a Mildura icon, and Lockie is performing their first EP.
Oh, wow.
Launching that at the party on Saturday. And so we're very excited to see that.
It's so fantastic.
Yeah, there's some great artists from all around, but we've got a mixture of local, Melbourne, Adelaide, and we've got some people coming from Wimmera Pride. Hello, Wimmera Pride, if you're listening. We're so excited to be bringing the regional groups together. And, yeah, we're hoping that a lot of people are going to come to Mildura. There's so many things to do here, and it's going to be a really great party.
I think it's really fantastic. It's great to be able to create this kind of regional beacon of LGBTIQ+ celebration in this way, where you've got people being able to come from all other regional areas. But one of the things I think that's pretty awesome about it is this community celebration. All these partnerships have happened to make it occur, but it really is something that's about celebrating queerness and allies as well, which I think is pretty cool.
Totally. It's for all ages and everyone is welcome. We know that in regional towns, not everyone feels safe to come out. And so if the allies turn up, if everyone turns up, then it encourages more people to come into that safe space, and it makes the safe space bigger. So we're really focusing on the allies and making sure that we stress how important they are to this whole movement. We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
I think that's an exceptional point. I'm from Wodonga, as I said earlier, and that's not that far from Melbourne. Mildura is about as far away from Melbourne as you can get and still be in Victoria, and it must be so infinitely isolating sometimes. So having this big display of pride in Mildura,
it's great.
It's just, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the whole lineup identifies as LGBTIQ+ themselves as well. So that representation, seeing queer people doing amazing things, is so powerful. I think, for all members of the community, but particularly younger people who are struggling with their own identity, to come along and see that the possibilities are endless when we do live in a town, unfortunately, where a lot of people still suffer from discrimination, bullying, exclusion. I just looked yesterday that in the equality vote, there was just over 50% voted yes in Mildura. So this is not a safe town, and we're doing a lot of hard work to change that.
And having an event like this, what you need, I think a lot of people need to understand or might be confused with sometimes is a lot of that comes out of just confusion or misinformation or people just not having that knowledge that they need. And an event like this is the perfect way to show, you know what, everything's fine, it's all okay. We create good music, we do good things, we celebrate and we dance together. And the minute you have an event like that where you have fun with somebody that you didn't realise or you haven't connected with before, no matter what age they are or how they identify, it just breaks down all those barriers in such a huge way.
Yeah, totally. And we talk a lot about how personal stories and about connection and empathy, I think that a lot of people can change their perspective when they create a personal connection with someone. So there are people that are kind of talking more loudly in this community to try and break down that stigma and that misinformation and that confusion.
I think it's really fantastic. So when Mallee Pride reformed again, in the middle of this year, that was that part of that reasoning?
Well, Mildura Pride started in 2015 and they did a lot of good work through marriage equality and set up some events and set up a community that had never existed in Mildura. And in 2018, they dissolved, and there was a period of time where there was a couple of people that kept things simmering along, but there wasn't really a group or anything happening in Mildura.
Yeah.
So the new group started in July and we rebranded to become Mallee Pride because we really want to better represent the regional towns around Mildura. There's around 50,000 people, so I mean it is a regional town and we are isolated, but it's a pretty big hub, Mildura.
Yeah.
There's lots of towns around where there is really no pride action happening at all. So we really want to represent that, those groups. And yeah, as you say, we've amped up our social media presence, which is really powerful in a regional area because a lot of people don't feel safe to attend events, but they will message us, they will read resources, and they do want to be engaged through social media. Around 1,200 people watched our live feed of our official launch on Facebook, and that shows that Facebook is a really good tool in reaching people.
Absolutely.
And being meaningfully accessible to people that can't always turn up.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm just really excited. I think this is going to be absolutely fantastic. Now, if you felt like heading down to Mildura, I can't pronounce the lane that the party is going in. It's how do I pronounce that?
I think it's Chirpig.
It's Chirpig. It's T-S-C-H-I-R-P-I-G. So, Chirpig Lane, let's go with that. I'm sure I'm wrong. But luckily, an easier way to find the details would not to be listening to me, but to instead check them out on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/Mildura Fringe and you can find all of the details there. If you know someone in a regional area where this would be something great for them, or if you think this is something that you'd like to go and see and celebrate and be a part of, you can hop in your car, you can get some accommodation, you can go down. But if you know anyone in a regional area where you think this would be a great space for them to come and celebrate with Pride, or just want them to know about it, please share this event and share the page and share what's going on, because you are absolutely right, Hannah. Social media is such an important tool that we can use to share so much about ourselves.
Thank you so much. And also Mallee Pride, Mallee.Pride, is buzzing along on Facebook, and we'd love more followers and more supporters, and we post tons of events and resources. And we've got a really cool community going through that. So please join up.
Oh, we absolutely will. Hannah, thank you so much, and have an absolutely, you'll probably be working like crazy, but we still want to say have an absolutely amazing Pride-filled time on Saturday.
There'll be a lot of dancing as well.
Good.
And a drag makeup booth as well.
So oh, fantastic. Oh, I love it. And you know what? We can't wait to hear about everything more that you guys are doing, and we'll always keep a space for you here on Joy and here on Mad Wednesday. So thank you for
reaching
out.
Thank you, Joy, Mallee Pride and Mildura. Love you. So thank you. so much.
Have a wonderful time. You can find out all the details of Mildura Fringe Summer Thrills Pride Edition, like we said, via facebook.com/Mildura Fringe. And why not check out Mally Pride while you're there? You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Liam and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.